Curtis Sliwa has made local headlines for 40 years. The founder of the Guardian Angels became a radio and television personality. He's now the Republican nominee for mayor, just the latest chapter in this Only in New York story. WNYC's Gwen Hogan reports.
Curtis Sliwa asks almost everyone he meets on the campaign trail the same question.
Which high school do you go to?
Grady.
Grady, so up the road from Lafayette. And yourself?
The Bronx. Arnold Spellman.
Arnold Spellman, yeah, all right.
He was speaking to voters on a recent morning near the Dyckman Street station in Inwood.
JFK with the escalator to heaven.
LaSalle Academy.
Very good.
Right next to the housing.
That's right. What high school do you go to?
Fort Richmond.
They have a great ROTC program.
Asking about high schools lets him show off his encyclopedic knowledge of New York City, for sure. But Sliwa says it also gives him a better sense of who he's talking to.
The kind of people that they were with, the experiences they might have had, tells me a lot.
For the record, Sliwa went to Canarsie High School. Sliwa is drawn to the lifers, New Yorkers who grew up here, and they're sure to know him. Curtis Sliwa has been a fixture in New York City for more than four decades. In his long-shot bid for New York City mayor, running as a Republican against Democrat Eric Adams, he has a fraction of the funds and none of the institutional support. But Sliwa says his run for mayor is not a joke.
Throw the book out. If you just want professional politicians who have been bureaucrats, like an Eric Adams, you really think you're going to get different results?
Sliwa's main pitch to voters is fighting crime. It's the same message he's been delivering for decades. Here he is in the late 70s, defending his anti-crime patrol, the Magnificent 13. It was later renamed the Guardian Angels.
You know, no matter what you say, by putting on a beret, by announcing yourself as a group dedicated to patrolling the subways, you put on a mantle of authority which really isn't yours.
It is mine because I'm a taxpaying citizen. Crime is on a spiraling rate. I'm not just going to sit home. I love my city and I'm going to do something about it.
Through the 1980s and early 90s, the Guardian Angels recruited hundreds of members. The Red Berets gave some New Yorkers a sense of safety when crime rates were high. And riding this success, Sliwa got his own radio show. Here he is on WABC.
And keep up the good work, because without you, the city would be nothing.
Well, there's a lot of fine men and women out there, nameless, faceless, and
but Sliwa was a controversial figure who butted heads with transit police officers. Police unions thought the Guardian Angels undermined their police work.
Helped to find the gunman who ambushed
then,
and shot
in
Curtis
1992, Sliwa.
The Guardian Angels founder and leader is recovering from surgery at Bellevue Hospital tonight.
He was shot five times after getting into a taxi in the East Village. Prosecutors later said it was retaliation after Sliwa badmouthed John Gotti's father on his radio show. Gotti was the acting head of the Gambino crime family at the time. A few months after he recovered, he had another story to tell.
Today, we learned that Sliwa built his own reputation in part by deception, paid for his fame with lies. And
Sliwa spoke to Charlie Rose shortly after admitting to the New York Post that he'd made up six early incidents the Guardian Angels were involved in to get media attention and recruit more members.
Recently, I had been shot a number of times. Almost ended up pounding on the pearly gates.
Right. The lies included faked attacks on the group's members, and in one incident, Sliwa said he was abducted by off-duty transit police.
Sticking in me. Well, there are some things I did originally that I'm not all that proud of, that some people are aware of, and God forbid anything should have happened to me or I was unable to speak and these allegations were brought up.
It was a defiant mea culpa. But he said he felt at the time he had to lie if he was going to get the Guardian Angels off the ground. He knew how to work the media. And Ron Kuby, a lawyer and his longtime radio co-host at WABC, says Sliwa is still at it.
There's not an end goal in this. This is what Curtis wants. People are paying attention. They're listening. They're quoting him. He's having a fantastic time. There is no
Sliwa's central message about fighting crime. Kuby says it doesn't matter that crime rates under Mayor Giuliani were higher than they are now. It's about exploiting people's fears and their racism.
What is the social good of this relentless, constant, ugly, bilious fear-mongering, which is always about young black men?
Sliwa rejects charges of racism and points to the Guardian Angels membership, which is mostly black and Latino. He concedes the city is safer now than it was 30 years ago. But he says things are moving in the wrong direction. Earlier this month, at the Healthcare Heroes ticker tape parade, Sliwa posed for photos with NYPD officers on patrol.
Reporter, do you think you'll vote for Sliwa?
I can't give my opinion.
It was the day after Eric Adams was declared the Democratic nominee.
And I'm going to take it to Eric Adams because he's been a vacillator. Last summer, where was Eric Adams? Was he defending the police? No, he was on the sidelines. And now he's a newborn, reborn law and order guy.
Adams was a transit police officer, an NYPD captain. In his early career, Sliwa was arrested dozens of times for his subway patrols and even sued by police. Still, Sliwa's message is resonating with some. Allison Gerardo was passing by a Guardian Angels patrol on a recent morning in Inwood Hill Park.
We need law and order. I mean, it's crazy. I've lived here for over 40 years. I know what it's like when the city deteriorates, and I think somebody like Curtis is our only hope.
Some of Sliwa's critics say he's running for mayor for attention, but Herson Barrero has a more generous take.
I interpret it as very serious. Other people can actually say it's part of a shtick. No, he's very serious.
Barrero and Sliwa had a segment on New York One called The Political Rundown.
This guy loves being a New Yorker. There's no other reason. I don't think he has any gimmick.
Perhaps Sliwa's persistence in New York City life is best summed up by Sliwa himself. In a motivational speech he gave in 2004 to students at New Dorp High School. He talked about a realization he came to while he was recovering from gunshot wounds a decade earlier.
Had it be another reason for me still hanging around. And that's when I realized, stay on the mission. Continue to be consistent. And don't let these guys treat me like a hemorrhoid in a red beret, putting Preparation H all over my body, because I'm not disappearing, pal. I am not disappearing.
Curtis Sliwa, New York City's incurable hemorrhoid in a red beret. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.
Thanks to the WNYC Archives team who assisted in this report. We should note Sliwa also had a show on WNYC in the mid-90s called New York Beat.